You guys break it.
Hello?
Is that working? Yeah.
Started the tour of Posh in Richmond.
Chodesh, everybody. Chodesh, it's working. Oh, it's working. Oh, it'll pick up. Okay, if anyone can't hear me, it's probably for the best. I wanted to say, first of all, I wasn't sure. It's a joke. I haven't even started yet. I wasn't sure what to speak about at all. The last time I did Parsha, the time before that I did Halacha. So I don't know, Halacha, Parsha, I wasn't sure exactly what to do. So I always think Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to you for your learning. There's an inyan is like that. When you're learning certain inyanim in Torah, so you see a certain siyata d'shmaya, Kodesh Baruch Hu comes and speaks to you, so to speak, through the sugi you're learning. I read an article last night, a friend actually emailed me, which I find hilarious. He always sends me funny articles just before I go and become videoed and by multiple cameras and telephoned by something or other. I feel like I'm on a CIA interview. He sent me an article last night. Yes, good. He sent me an article last night by something, I don't know exactly what it was, some kind of university project. He said public speaking is the number one fear in America. They asked something like 7,000 men between the age of, I don't know, 20 and 60, what's your biggest fear? So public speaking, actually, I wrote it down, actually became, above being alone, above war, people being conscripted into the army, people more scared of public speaking. So I don't know, so here I am anyway. So I don't know why. So why am I doing public? Why do I bother? It's a good question. Every time I volunteer or I'm asked to do these things, the night before, I'm always like, oh, I say to my wife, why am I doing this? I'm up till 2 a.m, learning, I'm so nervous, what if I go up there and I've got nothing to say? Always, same thing happens. My wife says, well, good, pushes you to learn. Ooh, right? It's true. Because I'll tell you a secret. Well, it's not such a secret anymore with the 17 cameras. But the truth is, I'm not necessarily what I would call a natural learner. I don't know, most of the people in this room probably are. But for those of you who are not, I'm not necessarily a natural learner, which means I'm not someone who goes home and the first thing he does is, oh, I'm going to learn, I'll be up till 3 a.m, steiging away. Maybe on Shidduchim I told my wife that was me, but the truth is that I'm a pretty normal person. I try my best to learn. Sometimes it's hard, sometimes it's easier. When you start to work, it becomes definitely more challenging. I was going to say I'm now starting teaching in a school, Kodesh. I'm doing behavioral management, so I'm watching. Any trouble? I'll see you after the shift. So I wanted to say, so why do I do it? I do it because it pushes you to learn, because you need tricks. And Chazal always say, whenever you want to push yourself to do mitzvahs, you should always use tricks to help you. I saw, because otherwise it motivated me to learn more and more. I was up till last night, learning till the early hours, the night before till the early hours. It pushes you and pushes you and pushes you. It reminds me of a story. I always say, you know, with learning, I'll try. And when it comes to actually the push of doing it, it's sometimes quite hard. But when it comes to public speaking, I learn, believe me, oh, I'm so scared of having nothing to say. That's the best motivation. I heard a story many years ago about Baruch Behr. When he was in Europe, so he went collecting, many years ago, he went collecting in America. So he went to collect in America, and he was there a week or two, I don't know exactly how long, and he was relatively matzliach in collecting for the yeshiva, whatever institutions he was collecting for, and he came back to Europe, and he came into the yeshiva, and the other rabbonim, the other rebbe, in the yeshiva, he says to Baruch Behr, he says, so nu, did you learn any English while you're in America? Did you learn any English? So Baruch Behr looks at him and he says, a little bit, I learned something. He goes, nu, what did the rabbi learn? He goes, I'll try. So they go, nu, what does it mean? He goes, gornished. You have to motivate yourself in the best way. And for me, public speaking is always the way. So I didn't know what to speak about. So on Friday night, I actually had a shaila. My wife actually asked me a shaila. We had a machlokes between me and my wife. Between she was machmir, I was relatively mekel. So I'll tell you the shaila, and then I'm going to go through the sugya, and hopefully we'll get some more clarity towards the end. My wife asked me like this. Shabbos was coming in relatively early in Manchester. And we were here, and I was starving hungry at about 3 in the afternoon. And there is an inyan not to eat. I know, don't throw any tomatoes at me, but I am aware of the halacha. But sometimes, for the good of being a mensch, it's good sometimes, let's be honest, to eat something. So I had something to eat at about 2 o'clock, 2:30. There's no real issa of eating. There's an inyan not to eat. But I had something to eat. I went to shul, daven mincha, maariv, whatever else, came home. The children were playing upstairs, they weren't bothering me, and they were well behaved. And my wife, I said, "My wife, are you hungry?" She says, "Not really." She said, "Are you hungry?" I said, "Not really." So I said, "Well, let's just not make kiddush. Let's wait an hour or two. We don't have to make kiddush right now. It's what, 4:30 in the afternoon, 5 o'clock. We don't have to make kiddush right now." So my wife said to me, she says, no, you have to make kiddush right away. So I said to her, no, you don't. She said, "Yes, you do." So she said to me, "Well, what's the halacha?" So I did what you're not meant to do, right? People want to know when they ask you, "What's the halacha?" So you've got to say, "Well, even asa mutas." I started saying, "Well, it's the rabbanon, it's a machlekes, and da-da-da." And she was like, "Listen, go away." Look. So we ended up having the meal straight away because my son started crying, whatever else. So I said, "Yeah, but we had the meal." But I was thinking during the week, so on Sunday morning I had my chavrusa, and I said to my chavrusa, "I want to learn Hilchos Kiddush. Resh Ayin Aleph and Shulchan Aruch. I want to learn, are you allowed to delay making Kiddush? Are you not allowed? There's other inyanim as well." So I started, we started looking up the sugya, and my gosh, you think these sugyas are simple. You think you make kiddush, you stand there with a bit of wine, no problem. And then you see a Mishnah Berurah, you're like, okay, simple. You turn over the page, there's a Bir Halacha on the Mishnah Berurah, the size of an iceberg. It literally goes over about 7 pages, or maybe 2. I've been going through this Bir Halacha for nearly a week. I still don't have full clarity, but unfortunately I was so oisek in this Bir Halacha, I hope you don't mind, it'd be moichel, if I go through the Bir Halacha a little bit, the chiddushim, well not the chiddushim, but how me and my chavrusa understand it. This inyan, it spreads all over Shabbos. It's extremely interesting. And as we know, the more halachas you learn about mitzvahs, the more you learn about mitzvahs, the more enjoyment you have when you do them. It's like anything in life. I remember me and my wife, family, we were visiting a certain show in Eretz Yisrael. People were tasting food and whatever else, a wine and cheese tasting event. And I remember I'm not a big wine drinker, but I remember there was a chap there who was a big wine drinker. And every glass of wine he had, he'd start saying, "Wow, it evolves into my mouth, the cherry and the this and the that," and I'm tasting it and thinking, tastes like schnitzel, yeah? But I'm just saying that the more you learn about certain things, the more you learn about classical music, the more you appreciate it. Kavachoyma, a million, lahavdil, toira. The more you learn about mitzvahs, the more excitement it gives you. First of all, I just heard a nice story about Hilchos Kiddush, which is interesting. Always with mitzvahs, it's always nice to work on midas at the same time. Further back? Sorry. Oh, you can be fine. Okay. So I saw a story about the Taz, very interesting story. About 5 years ago, I was running a Kiruv event in Eretz Yisrael, and I had to take all these girls who are not from backgrounds, to say the least, and I had to make kiddush for them. So I spoke to my rabbi, I said, "Do you have any eitzah?" He said, yeah, I'll tell you a story. He said, when the Taz used to make kiddush, so he used to do it always from a siddur. He was very muppet. He would say siddur from a siddur. So my rabbi says to me, "Why do you think that is, Asher?" So I look at him and I'm like, machloikas, tosh kasav, tosh bal peh. You can't, it's written Torah, you're not meant to know bal peh, so you've got to read it from something. He's being machmir. My rabbi looks at me and says, no. He says, no. So they ask the Taz, why do you always say kiddush from a siddur? And he turned around and he said, because we often have visitors who don't know how to say kiddush. And if they see me, the holy Taz, he says it from a siddur, so when they go home, they won't be embarrassed to say it from a kiddush, to say it from a siddur. And if a woman, if she marries a man, he doesn't know, he's not so prolific, he doesn't know how to say kiddush so well, so he'll also say it from a siddur, and he won't be embarrassed. He'll say, "Well, the Taz says it from a siddur." Okay, so you learn certain middos from Gedolim. I always wondered why exactly kiddush is a very interesting sugya, because what exactly are we doing? We take this cup of wine and we hold it and we start saying all this brocha on the wine, and we start saying all these brochas on the kiddush. What's wine got to do with anything? I mean, normally 90% of the mitzvahs you see in Yiddishkeit, tefillin, lulav, they don't really have much relevance to our lives outside of the mitzvah. I mean, you wouldn't necessarily, there was no mitzvah of tefillin, I very much doubt people would walk around strapping things to their heads and their arms. I very much doubt if there was no relevance to a mitzvah of sukkahs that you would take a lulav and a type of lemony thing and start doing a whole thing with it, unless you're in Star Wars. But I'm saying, most of these mitzvahs you're never, ever, ever going to see. There's no relevance in the thing itself. It's only because Hashem said it's a mitzvah. Sitzit. I mean, what are these things? Got these strings. I'm wearing it because Kodesh Baruch Hu said so, but with wine, what's the din here? What, kiddush on wine? Why not kiddush on something else? Why with all the other mitzvahs do you see there's an inyan in the mitzvah itself to use something that's not necessarily something which we would use if it wasn't involved in the mitzvah? But when it comes to wine, when it comes to kiddush, we use wine. So it's very interesting. I was looking around and I think there's two answers. There's the answer I saw in the Sefer HaChinuch. You know what he says? It's a nice answer. Not that he needs my Haskama, but just an inspirational answer. He says, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu likes you. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows that people like wine. And he wants you to enjoy the mitzvah. Sefer Chinuch, not me. Sefer Chinuch says people like wine so much that they want, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to enjoy the mitzvah. And if he gives you wine, so you'll enjoy the mitzvah more and more. But there is a deeper answer I once heard many years ago. The answer is that wine, in the very essence, what does wine do? Wine brings out, the Gemara says in some Psachim, the wine brings out the truth of the person. That the wine goes in, the secrets come out. Is what? Yeah, right. The secrets come out, the wine goes in. So I was thinking to myself, I heard this a few times, that when it comes to wine, what are we doing? We're saying 6 days a week you work. On the seventh day, you're suddenly making Kiddush. You're suddenly at the table. What are you doing? You're trying to connect to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why do you take wine? Because the wine is exactly the thing that's going to take out the true self. The rest of the world, many other people in the world, not B'nai Torah, so they use wine for the complete opposite. They use wine to kind of come, to be free, to say what I want to say, to not feel inhibited. When it comes to the Jewish people, we do the complete opposite. We use wine to feel connected to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's the mitzvah of Kiddush. So, the truth is, I wanted to just discuss the Shaila slightly, that my wife asked, are we allowed to delay making Kiddush? So, when it comes to various mitzvahs, you always need to know a din, which is it Deraisa or Derabonan? Yeah, it's very, very important. Whenever I was in Eretz Yisrael, whenever I spoke to Rabbanan there, it was always the first thing they do is, you need to know if it's Deraisa or Derabonan. So we're going to go through the sugya, we're going to see that perhaps it's Derabonan, perhaps Deraisa, but for argument's sake, I'm going to tell you first of all that the Rambam, he holds that the Kiddush itself is Deraisa. Kiddush is Deraisa, and the wine, and Tosfos as well. And the wine is Derabbanan. So the pasuk of Zocher es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoy, you have to sanctify Shabbos, remember Shabbos, that is a mitzvah that you do with words. The wine and the challah and everything else, that all comes later. That's the shita of the Rambam. That's the main shita. Now, I opened up Reish Ayin Aleph, and I thought, okay, fine. And the first thing you see when you open up Reish Ayin Aleph is the Shulchan Aruch says, Keshiyavo Lebeisoy, Lechom Yad, means Kiddush. When you get home, you should make Kiddush straight away. So as soon as you open, so I thought, oh, my wife, she's Tucker, right. Yeah, it says straight away, I didn't tell her, but it says straight away, when you get home, you should make Kiddush straight away on Friday night, straight away. Now, the truth is, everyone's probably wondering, I always wonder as well, what, we don't really see this in many other places. Now, how does it work? So we don't see a lot of the time that you have to do, the Shulchan Aruch telling us, oh, you have to do a mitzvah straight away. You have to do a mitzvah straight away. There are exceptions. Pesach, he says it by the Seder night, but he gives a reason. He says because the kids might fall asleep. Or by Kriya Shema, he says it because based on a brisa and brachas. But we very rarely see anywhere, that the Shulchan Aruch will say, oh, and there's a mitzvah of tefillin. And as soon as the earliest man, you need to make sure that you're... He doesn't say this. And as soon as the mitzvah sits it, but when it comes to Shabbos, he says, you need to run. So run home, and you need to make Kiddush straight away. I did say B'dichas Chometz. That's, I think, if you look around, there's various inyanim why, and I'm not going to get into them here, but I said it's rare. It's rare that he says this, Loshen, and by Shabbos, why exactly is he saying it? But it's a very valid point. But why exactly is he saying it by Kiddush? So, you have to have a bit of background. There's an inyan, Gemara and Pesachim, in Daf Amud Beis. Yeah, there's an inyan, Zerizin, Makdim in Mitzvahs. Which means, generally speaking, there's an inyan of doing mitzvahs as quickly as possible, always. This always applies. But what's that word? Alacrity. Oh, what a word. Elastic bands? Alacrity, yeah. Alacrity, even. Alacrity. Yeah, Zerizin, Makdim in Mitzvahs. You need to do mitzvahs as soon as you can. That's a general inyan, which Kol Torah Kul applies to all mitzvahs. So I'll tell you how I think it works. It works like this. There's an inyan of zuzim like doing mitzvahs. It means like this. You have a mitzvah. Okay, excuse my hands. That's your mitzvah. That's tefillin. That's tzitzit. That's mincha. That's davening. And then you have zuzim smakdim and mitzvahs, which is do the mitzvah as soon as possible, which is here. The noises are not relevant. You have two mitzvahs. You have the mitzvah itself, and you have zuzim smakdim and mitzvahs. Do the mitzvah as quickly as possible. Now, They're not, maybe everyone should do it with me, they're not like this. As in, they're not dependent upon each other. You're doing the mitzvahs early doesn't mean this mitzvah is better. Is everyone with me? As in, there's a mitzvah like this. The mitzvah's here, mitzvah here, mitzvah of tefillin, mitzvah tzitzit, mitzvah's every mitzvah, let's say. And then there's v'zis makdim mitzvahs, you have to do mitzvahs quickly. But it's here. If I have a pair of tefillin that are worth you know, £2,000 that were made by Baba Sali's son's grandfather's brother, and they were blessed by Rosh Hashanah. And if I got the most incredible pair of tefillin ever, if I put those tefillin on at 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning, 10 in the morning, it doesn't affect my mitzvah of tefillin. My mitzvah of tefillin is still very, very good. I just lost the Zeruzis Makdim mitzvahs. But with Kiddush, the Torah says, based on the Torah, with Kiddush, the mitzvah itself becomes lechatchila, becomes better when you do it at the earliest possible time. The mitzvah itself. So it's not like this, it's like this. Kiddush itself, you have to be mekadesh. Now everyone's probably thinking, Okay, Shalom Aleichem is a good point. It's all relevant to the Kiddush maybe. But why is it that by Shabbos, you have to say Kiddush straight away, and the Zeruzis Makdim mitzvahs, that doing the mitzvah as early as possible is relevant to the Kiddush itself. It makes your Kiddush better. Why is it different? I can't hear you.
It says in the Pasuk,
Why? Yeah, okay, so I'm going to svara.
It's a Pasuk.
It's a Pasuk? I think it's a wrong. Okay, I want to... I don't think it means straight away. Okay, I don't want to get into our whole food fight. Let's... Okay. Okay, it's a valid point. Why if I have a point, I'm just being polite to the people who don't agree with you. Yeah, so it's a good point, it's MS, but I want to just move away from it for a second because it's not in the, but afterwards definitely we'll talk about it. So I'd say like this. So what is the relevance? Why is there a svara of Zeruzis Makdim mitzvahs that makes the mitzvah of Kiddush itself lechatchila? We don't see that really by other mitzvahs. I know there are a couple of exceptions, but generally speaking, you don't see this. And also, we always say that with Yom Tov, it's more about the Jewish people being Mekadesh it more. With Yom Tov, I think there's a ritva somewhere I saw many years ago, that what happens if the Jewish people, the Beis Din, don't make a Yom Tov? So I think the ritva holds it doesn't happen. As in, we as Am Yisrael, we're given a certain power to make Yom Tov, to make when Pesach is, to make when Yom Kippur is, to make when Rosh Hashanah is. When it comes to Shabbos, it happens memela. It's got nothing to do with you. So why is there this inyun of Zeruzis Makdim mitzvahs, Shulchan Aruch, do it straight away, Kishab al Beis, run home, jump. Why? Leave me alone. At the end of the day, Yom Tov, I hear that, maybe more. But Kiddush, what's the relevance to Kiddush? So I think the answer is, I saw various kind of Kabbalistic inyanim, which I don't want to go into too much, about being Mekadesh yourself into the Shabbos. But I want to give a very simple answer, and yes, Daiti, very much so, that I think is probably the emes. We have to understand what Shabbos is. Shabbos, on a very simple level, is 6 days you're working. On the seventh day, you're holding back from Malacha, and you're trying to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is Yiddishkeit? I remember I was once giving a talk to a massive group of students, not so for them, and I said to them, how would you define Yiddishkeit in one word? In one word. So Torah, this, that. And I said to them, it's not my line, it's someone else's, but it's definitely true. I said, relationship. I said, at the end of the day, if you had to define Yiddishkeit in one word, you say relationship. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have a relationship with you. You should definitely want to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Shabbos is the ultimate time. You have 6 days where you're mummish, an avoider, you're running around, there's not so much time, you're trying to make mincha. Suddenly Shabbos comes and things are calm. Things are calm. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to you, I want you to make Kiddush straight away. I'm here, I'm waiting for you, and I want to be connected to you. Now, what's very interesting, I always think it's a bit like, you know, like an anniversary. Let's say you have an anniversary on the 10th of January. So if you have an anniversary, so the Zman is there. The Zman is there, right? There's nothing you can do. It's your anniversary, whether you like it or not. Hopefully you like it. Yeah? Now, let's say you wake up in the morning on your anniversary, and your wife, she looks at you, and she says, no, and you say, you go to Shacharis. You go to Shacharis. You come home. And just before you go to work, she says, no, okay. What? Going to work. Come back from work. She's expecting, you know, to come home with tickets to Paris. Yeah? And then she goes, you walk in at 6 o'clock in the evening. Oh, I'm exhausted. She goes, noon? He said, where's supper? What's going on? She gives you supper. He goes, okay, I have supper. She goes, noon? And you go, oh, I completely forgot. Sorry. Here, I've got you a rose from Lidl. Here, happy anniversary. Thank you very much. Zeruzis Makdim mitzvahs. Zeruzis Makdim mitzvahs means I care. I care, because when you care about things, you don't wait till the last minute. You get a Yeah? That rose will be out the window. Jesus Martin means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to us. He wants to build a relationship with us. He loves us. He loves you and he loves us. And he's saying to me, I'm coming on Friday night. I want to be connected to you. And you're saying, I'm not hungry. And I'll sit down. And I think I'll put my feet up. And is it 4 o'clock? It's so hard in Manchester. Shabbos comes in at 3:30 when we lived in Eretz Israel. Shabbos came in at 7. It's so hard here. I'm not hungry. Come on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. He wants to be connected to you. And you're fetching about 3:30. Through this makdim and mitzvahs means I love the mitzvahs, I'm connected to the mitzvahs, and I want to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the truth is, back to my wife's kasha, you see the second Mishnah Berurah, after he talks about Zuzis makdim and mitzvahs, being doing the mitzvah as quickly as possible, he says, however, if you come home, he says this, if you come home and you're not hungry, he says this in Reish Ayin Aleph. If you come home and you're not hungry, the Chofetz Chaim says, what do you think? You can delay making Kiddush. You don't have to make Kiddush. He obviously doesn't hold by my anniversary, Marshall. No. Yeah? You can delay making Kiddush. Why can you delay making Kiddush? Does anyone know why? Anyone learn this recently? You can delay making Kiddush. Does anyone know? Yoitzi, because you are Yoitzi Midaraisa, in Shul. When you davened Maariv in Shul, everyone knows this, right? When you davened Maariv in Shul, so the Chofetz Chaim says, he brings a Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham says, according to the Rambam, let's go slowly, the Rambam says, as we said in the beginning, let's get the steps, the Rambam says in the beginning, Kiddush is Midaraisa in words. Only words. You don't need wine, you don't need bread, you don't need Sham Aleichem, you just need to say the Pasuk of Kiddush, L'choira. Yeah, seemingly. The Magen Avraham then says, so you see from here, you're davening Shemona Esrei, you say the Pasuk from Kiddush, you're Yoitzi Midaraisa. And when you get home, your Chiyuv is Midarabonon, whatever it is, from the rabbis, you should say it on wine to enjoy the mitzvah, to connect to Hashem. Therefore, it says the Chofetz Chaim, when you get home, you already...
What?
Oh! Whew. 2 points. So the truth is, maybe even 3. That's very valid. That's also a valid point. I don't want to say more than valid because you might get upset. But I'll say that's also a very good point. Hopefully we'll get there. Maybe in about 2 months. So the truth is that you get home now. You're at home, and yeah. So you get home. You get home, and you have Dav and Maariv. So according to Chofetz Chaim, your Chiyuv is only from the rabbis, the Rabbonin. Therefore, the Rabbanan, we're always a bit more lenient. We're a bit more lenient. After all, you said Kiddush in Shul, in your Shemona Esrei. So, I'm going to give a moshul again by the anniversary. So, it's an anniversary, you wake up in the morning and you say, happy anniversary, I want to just say how happy I am that we're married, and the whole thing, and write a whole poem and put it on the fridge. And then you say, I want you to know that tonight we're going to go out for a lovely meal. Yoitza until tonight, right? She's happy. Hopefully, she's happy till tonight. Yeah? So when you come home from shul and you don't have anything, she'll say, it's okay because we're going out tonight. So that's basically the inyan. Not that Kodesh Baruch Hu needs us, but we need to build that relationship. So that's the idea that you were yoitzi in shul, you already made Kiddush, therefore when you get home, you're okay to kind of say, I'll delay making Kiddush. The problem is, I don't know where to begin here. Okay, the problem is, there's a Bir Halacha on the next page, which I'm not exaggerating. I'm going to be, this is not just a Chazon Ish here, this is real. It's about this big. The Bir Halacha. It's literally over about 2 pages, small print. And he must bring about 10 questions on the Magen Avraham, saying you are not Yoitzi in Tefillah. Okay, so people ask him, Paskin's like him, he doesn't hear. Okay, it's a valid point. So I'm going to go through some of the questions that we have in my Chavrusa and that the Bir Halacha asks, and I'm going to try and answer some of them, and then hopefully we'll conclude with who's right, me or my wife. When everyone obviously is me. But okay, that's not completely true. So question number one. Why would you be Yoitzeh in Tefillah? So let's say now you're in Shul, and you daven Shemona Esrei, and you come home, and the Chofetz Chaim says you're definitely Yoitzeh, no problem. So I want to ask a question, how are you Yoitzeh? Why are you Yoitzeh? Because, that's next, because you said what? You said the Pasuk. The Rambam says, you say the Pasuk, you're good to go. State the Pasuk. You said the Pasuk in Shul. You said the Pasuk, therefore you're Yoitzeh. Simple, shut. Simple, not being too lumdis, not having the son-in-law who's been in Kollel for 17 years, and he's arguing on everything. Simple, simple Torah, simple Halacha, you're Yoitzeh.
Which Pasuk?
None of our Kollel, in Shemona Esrei. Lakadshai. The Shomer is going to maybe have a look at that later. Yeah? So, it's very interesting. The Mogen Avraham himself brings three reasons why he holds that this is an MS. One is you say the Pasuk and you're obviously Yotzer. Two is an amazing, amazing, amazing diuk from Rabbeinu Tam. Listen to this. Lamdus in Achronim. There's a Gemara in Pesachim, and the Gemara in Pesachim says, to make it very simple, that if you don't have, how most Rishonim learn, if you, there is a Machlokes Rishonim, if you don't have wine on Kiddush for Friday night, what's the halacha? Pass? You pass? Okay, I'll ask this side. What's the halacha? No, the halacha is that if you don't have wine, so you use bread, you use challah, you use pass. So it's not so simple, the truth is, because the Rabbeinu Tam says, if you don't have wine, you can't use challah. We don't paskin like it, don't worry. I even heard stories that Chofetz Chaim himself used to use challah. Yeah, all of the Rishonim, apart from the Rabbeinu Tam that I saw, say you can use challah, so don't worry, it's not halachah. I'm not paskining anything anyway. No one should go by anything. I'm just talking and learning with friends. It's like a health warning. So I would say like this. The Mogen Avraham learns this Gemara in Pesachim that says if you don't have wine, use bread. And the Mogen Avraham says, but Rabbeinu Tam says that if you don't have wine, you don't make Kiddush. You don't have wine, you don't make Kiddush. Rabbeinu Tam, Ayin Sham. Yeah?
You make Kiddush in the daytime if you've got wine in the daytime, you haven't made
it. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, Ayin Toysfus over there, he learns this. It's as big as Liber Halacha. But the basic pshat in Toysfus is, if you don't have wine, you don't have wine, Rabbeinu Tam says, you can't use challah, you don't have to make Kiddush. You're puttering Kiddush. Yeah, you're oinus, you're putter. Says the Mogen Avraham, what? You see from here, you're yoitzi in tefillah. You see from here, you're yoitzi in marav. Why? Why? Is everyone with me? It's simple, because Rabbeinu Tam says, if you don't have wine, so you don't make Kiddush. You can't use challah. Hold on a second. I have a deraisa chiyuv here to say Kiddush. From the Torah, to say words, a minimum, just to say words. And you're telling me now, because I don't have wine, that I don't make it on bread. Why not? Just say it on bread. Or say it anyway, without bread. So you've got... No, because you're yoitzi in shul. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam doesn't say that, but the Mogen Avraham says it's very mashma, it's implied from Rabbeinu Tam, that you're yotzer in shul. Because if you weren't yotzer in shul, if you didn't get the mitzvah in shul, how can he just be mavatul, a whole mitzvah deraisa? So he holds, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're yotzer in shul, therefore when you get home, there's no problem at all. The other raya that the Mogen Avraham brings to why you're yotzer in shul is Gemara Brochas, in Lama Gimel Amadeis. The Gemara says, it's discussing Havdalah, and it says, if you make Havdalah in Shmona Esrei, Moitzi Shabbos, so the first Shemona Esrei of Maariv Shemona Esrei, just after Shabbos. We say a shtickle in Chaynein Adas, we say a whole little bit there about Havdalah. So the Gemara asks to Shaila, if you say Havdalah in Shemona Esrei, do you have to then say it again when you get home on wine? Okay, so we know the halacha is you do, but the Gemara asks it. And the Gemara answers it what? It says, just like with Kiddush, we are Mekadesh, we make Kiddush in Shul, meaning Shemona Esrei, and then you come home and you have to make it again. So too in Havdalah it's the same din. Says the Mogen Avraham, it's the same din. Listen to the language of the Gemara, just like you were Mekadesh in Shul, just like you made Kiddush in Shul and you have to make it again, i.e. probably Durabonin, so too with Havdalah, just like you were Yotzi in Shul, you have to make it again. So Mogen Avraham says, it's very implied from here, it's implied from how the Gemara's comparisons and how it says you Mekadesh in Shul and do it again, that you were Yotzi in Shul, no problem. So everyone's thinking, oh, we're good to go, no problem, right? No problem, I come home, I'm not hungry, no problem. The problem is the Gemara in Pesachim. So I always said, you do a defense, how does it work in trial? Which one comes first? Not in a Beis Din, which one comes first? When, if someone's on trial, the defense comes second, right? Yeah, defense comes second. So with me, I'm going to do the prosecution second. So that's the three riots for the Mogen Avraham. One is, simple pshat is you said the pasuk. Two is, the Rabbeinu Tam says you don't have to make Kiddush, and if you don't have bread, if you don't have wine. And three is, the Gemara compares Havdalah and says, well, you made Kiddush in Shul, you make Kiddush again. Now the truth is, the Gemara in Pesachim, and it says like this. It brings a Gezeira Shava. I think someone mentioned it earlier. Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim says, it brings a Gezeira Shava, and it says, if you don't mention Yesiyas Mitzrayim in Kiddush, you're not Yotzer. You're not Yotzer. The Gemara says that. Yeah, I think it's a Braisa, in fact. It brings a Braisa, if you don't mention Yesiyas Mitzrayim in Kiddush, you're not Yotzer. Rabbeisa, I have a kasha. And the Bir Halacha is bothered by this, and he gives a teretz, which I don't think he likes himself. When do you mention Yesiyas Mitzrayim in the Shemona Esrei? You don't mention it. It was Dafka taken out. They wanted to make it shorter or whatever else. No, why, sorry?
Because you should be not using their license. You should make Kiddush their license at
home. Okay, I don't know. Okay, I'd like to see that. Okay. Okay, I'll see that afterwards. Okay, but you definitely... That's it. I want to see that. I didn't see that. Okay, so you don't mention your Siyas Mitzrayim in Shemana Esrei. So Rabbi Yisrael, how are you Yotze? How are you Yotze? You don't mention Siyas Mitzrayim. The Gemara says you mention your Siyas Mitzrayim. Bomb kasher on the Magen Avraham. Now the truth is... So the Chofetz Chaim kind of gives terutzim. He kind of tries to wiggle out of the kasher. So I'll tell you what he says. Don't throw anything at me. He says himself, maybe, maybe not. Number one, maybe it's the Rabbanan. Maybe it's not really a Gezeirah Shavah. It's kind of an Asmachta, and it's a Derabonan, and it's only Derabonan you have to mention your Siyas Mitzrayim. And really, okay, that's what he says first of all. The second teretz he gives is very, very interesting. When do you mention your Siyas Mitzrayim? In Marav? MS, yeah, when else? When's the last time before Shemoneh Esrei you mention it? No? Gal Yisrael. Very good. The last time you mention Shemana Esrei, the last time you mention is Gal Yisrael, the bracha of Gal Yisrael. Now, says the Chofetz Chaim, maybe, just maybe, that bracha of Gal Yisrael is Yisias Mitzrayim, and then when you daven Shemana Esrei and you say the pasuk from Kiddush, so you're okay. So everyone should be nodding their heads. Why is no one nodding their heads? What's the problem? Oh, the problem is there's a thing in halacha called Hefsek. Yeah, you can't play games with Hefsekim. You've got a massive, massive separation. First of all, you've got the next brocha, then you've got Kaddish. Okay, so there we'll say the next brocha and Kaddish will be a part of the brocha of Gal Yisrael. It's not considered a Hefsek. That's based on a Gemara in brochas. But then you've got the brochas of Avos. You've got the first three brochas of Shemana Esrei have nothing to do with Shabbos and have nothing to do with Yisias Mitzrayim. So how on earth do you say that you're Yotze? Does everyone understand that? There's a massive hefsek. Says the Chofetz Chaim, yeah, it's true. Maybe you're... Says, maybe v'shomru. V'shomru v'nei Yisrael, es ha-shabbos. Maybe. Maybe v'shomru that we say before Shemona Esrei and the Ga'al Yisrael that comes before, maybe that's enough. What's the problem? No? What? Okay, so that's not a kasha, that's more of a ha'ora, which is true. According to the goin, just off topic a little bit, I'll just ask. According to the Vilna goin, v'shomru is a hefsek between Ga'al Yisrael, between mentioning the redemption and Shemana Esrei. But in the main minag, I think, in chutzpah, it's Mishnah Berurah also brings, is we do say v'shomru. So according to Mishnah Berurah, he says maybe v'shomru with mentioning Yisias Mitzrayim is enough to say mina Torah yoytze. What's the problem as well? It's the wrong pasuk. It's the wrong pasuk. The pasuk is v'shomru v'nei Yisrael. It doesn't mention... No. You see, if it's rhyme, we're going to be soymich on Ga'al Yisrael. But we don't say Zachar Shabbos L'Kodshoi. Yeah, we don't mention that, which is the pasuk the Rambam brings to be Yotze Kiddush. So, and sorry, Ian, a little bit. It needs a little bit of work. But the Mishnah Berurah does bring it, so we have to give it... But he says himself he's not 100% sure. I have another kasha, which is from Rabbi Kiva Eger. Ooh! Now... Normally, I would say I learned the Rabbi Kiva Eger, but I didn't. I saw it in the Bir Halacha. So I had a look quickly, but I didn't quite... Okay, whatever. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger says like this. He brings a Gemara. I think it's in Shabbos. He doesn't say, but I'm pretty sure it's in Shabbos. And the Gemara asks various questions as well. If you've only got enough money for a menorah, a chanukiah, or kiddush wine, what's the Halacha, Rabbi Yisai? No? What's the Halacha? Why? Suminis, yeah? Because when it comes to remembering the miracle, that's more important than the Kiddush on wine. Question number two. I'll keep you on your toes. If you've got a choice between Kiddush wine and Shabbos candles, this is the famous Sheva Brochas vote, right? If you've got a choice between Kiddush wine and Shabbos candles, what's the halacha? Why? Shalom bias, right? I don't know, nowadays with electricity and stuff, you have to ask a Rav. L'choira, nowadays, this doesn't apply. Don't tell the, what's it called? Don't say in the Sheva Brochas, but L'choira, oh no. L'choira, it doesn't apply nowadays. Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, sorry, Ian, I don't know. But I'm saying, okay, that seems to me, this is the Rav Kiv Eger, so he brings a run. So he says, okay, again, let's just clarify. Shabbos candles or menorah, what are we going with? We're going with... Shabbos candles or Kiddush wine, we're going with? Shabbos candles. Menorah or Kiddush wine, we're going with? Okay, so and we have two reasons why. The Ran comes along and he says, yes, if I don't understand, Kiddush is deraisa. They're derabbanan. So how can you say you should do a Durabonon mitzvah from the rabbis before a Deraisa? I don't understand. Oh, Shalom Bias. Okay, but it's still, this is Deraisa. Oh, Pesemenissa. Okay, that's, but it's still Durabonon. This is still Deraisa. Do you know what the Ran answers? Do you know what the Ran answers? Not like Rabbeinu Tam, yeah? You know what the Ran, he says, well, we're talking, the Gemara is talking about a case where you've got challah at home. You're going to make Kiddush on challah. And since you're going to make Kiddush on challah, therefore the Shiloh is only Durabonon. I.e., I'm going to make Kiddush on challah. Do I do my mitzvah on wine, make it the best mitzvah possible, or do I do a Durabonon mitzvah, do I do a Deraisa mitzvah of Kiddush on challah, which is not the best way, wine is the best way, according to the Ran, or do I do a Durabonon mitzvah? Do I lose a Durabonon to a Deraisa better? Says the Gemara, it's better to do both mitzvahs, to do the Durabonon in the best way, and to do the Deraisa in a way that's in your Yotzer. The problem is, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, why doesn't the Ran say, your Yotzer in Shul? When you daven Mariv on Friday night, you're Yotze. You've got the mitzvah deraisa now that you made Kiddush. And now you get home. What's the shaila now? I only have enough money to either buy wine for Kiddush, Durabonon, because I was Yotze in Shul, or Shabbos candles, Durabonon. Okay, so Durabonon be Durabonon. Okay, so Shalom Bias. Durabonon be Durabonon. Pesimei Nissa. Why is he mentioning challah for? What's challah got to do with anything? Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, you see from here that you're not Yotze in Shul. You're not Yotze with Deraisa in Shul. Because if you were Yotze Deraisa in Shul, he wouldn't need to mention Challah. What is mentioning Challah for? What's Challah got to do with anything? You went to Shul, you daven Mariv, you're Yotze, you come home, you've now got no either wine or you could have lit the Shabbos candles. So Durabonon, Durabonon. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, that therefore you see that the Ran holds that the wine is deraisa, that the challah is deraisa. You have to have Kiddush on something. The words don't work. You're not yotzi in tefillah. That's the kashu of the Bir Alacha. That's, he brings in the name of Rabbi Kiva Eger. He brings that on the Mogen Avraham. The last kasha I'll bring, because we're just a bit short on time, is like this. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Samech, it's a big machloikis, but everyone aware there's a concept called Zrizis Makdimim Mitzvahs? Sorry, what am I talking about? There's a concept of Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. People know what that is? Most of the Olam, I'm sure, not is, yeah? Mitzvah Srichas Kavana means when I do a mitzvah, I need to have Kavana to be Yotza or not. It's a machloikis in the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch says, really how most people learn, for a deraisa mitzvah, which means a mitzvah from the Torah, I need kavana, I need to have intent to get the mitzvah. For a durabonon mitzvah, I don't need intent. We're talking b'di'evet always here, after the event. I'll give you an example. Let's say I wake up on in a weekday morning and I put on tefillin, and I'm just putting them on to see if they fit. I don't have any kavana for the mitzvah. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, I don't get the mitzvah, it's deraisa. But if it was a derabonan mitzvah, if I picked up a lulav and esrog on Chol HaMoed, and I shook it, teaching someone how to use it, you're yotze the mitzvah. So for deraisa mitzvahs, you need kavana. And for derabonan mitzvahs, you don't need kavana. What's the kasha on the Mogen Avraham? Who on earth has kavana when they're davening Mariv to be yotze Kiddush? In fact, I would go even further. You'd have kavana not to be yotze. You'd have kavana that I'm going to go home later. I'm going to be moitze my wife. Yeah, she needs to hear Kiddush. I'm going to be moitze my children. I'm going to have challah and a table and the spread and the food and the wine. What do I want to be yotze in? Shul, crowded, starving, hungry. No one wants to be yotze then. So therefore says a lot of Achrayim, they don't understand the Mogen Avraham, because mitzvah suik is kavana, you need kavana, and no one has kavana. That's interesting. I did see, I think in the name Shomagan Orbach, maybe in the Chassid Sofer as well, when should you dafka have kavana in Kiddush, in Shul, when Yishmona Esrei? So I heard, if someone doesn't have wine, so he should dafka have kavana. He should dafka have kavana then, because if he doesn't have wine at home or challah, so then he should dafka have kavana to be yotzin, he should rely on that shita. So the truth is, there's also a Minchas Chinuch who says once the Chazal were metakein brochas, you can't go against those brochas, and you can't be yotze only in an oinus, because running out of time. So I'll just quickly finish. So we've seen many questions against the Mogen Avraham, many for the Mogen Avraham. What I would say is like this, the truth is, I think someone guessed it here, the truth is, what's the halacha? I got home, I want to delay, I'm not hungry, my wife's not hungry, I want to delay making Kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah says I can, because I've yotzi in shul. What's the halacha? Who's right, me or my wife? Right. It depends. Because for me, I can delay making Kiddush. Why? Because it's only Derabbanan anyway. I'm going to make Kiddush later. So I can be Soimich on the Mogen Avraham. Maybe in a different case you'd be Machmir. But here, you're going to make Kiddush eventually. But what about my wife? No, what about the wife. Okay, I don't want to go into the Good Shabbos thing because we've seen many wives. You see, that's Mitzrayim. Mr. Sweet's Kavanah. No, what's the halacha? She has to make Kiddush straight away. Why? Because she didn't daven Mariv. So even according to the Mogen Avraham, she's not Yotze.
She could daven Mariv.
She could daven Mariv, that's true. But she's got a baby here and a baby there and one on there. So I would say like this. When it comes to my Shaila, it's beautiful. It's Shalom Bayis. We're both right. Because at the end of the day, for me, I'm right that I can delay making Kiddush. But for her, she's right because she needs to hear it straight away. It reminds me of there's a halacha of mezuzah. Last point, there's a halacha in mezuzah. The Rabbeinu Tam holds. What's the halacha with mezuzah? What does Rabbeinu Tam hold? Yeah, flat. What does Rashi hold, his halakha grandfather? Upright. What do we do? Why? Why? Because the Rosh says you should go because your yotze either shita. So therefore, the Rosh brings that. Huh? Okay, listen. It's a very valid, very good kasha. It's a very good kasha. But there's a minute left. So I'm happy to talk afterwards. There is a Rosh that I suggest you go. Yeah, you are right. Okay, but he holds you are. So there's a fair point. The Rabbeinu Tam says flat. Even with a sefer Torah, he'd say that. Rashi says straight. We do sideways because the compromise is. So I think the compromise here with this shear, the compromise is that really we're both right because I'm right because I should delay. I'm right because I'm allowed to delay. My wife's right because she needs to hear it straight away. So obviously, being a mensch, we make Kiddush straight away. Shabbos, everyone.